Hi, I'm Leslie Kane. I'm executive editor of Medscape's Business of Medicine. Getting a new job is exciting for most doctors, but even while you're looking forward to the opportunity, it's still important to be wary of what might be in the physician employment contract. There could be some elements that you overlook that could rear up and cause some problems for you down the road. To talk about hidden dangers in the physician employment contract, we're here today with Reed Tinsley, who's a CPA and certified healthcare business consultant from Houston, Texas. Welcome. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So how common is it for doctors to get a job, sign a contract, they think everything is fine, and then they get zapped by something that's in the contract that they were unaware of?
Actually, it's very common. I think one of the biggest hidden dangers in any employment situation is, does that employer really need you? What I find with new physicians is that part is lacking due diligence. So just because someone tells you, I need you here, we're real busy, there are a lot of times physicians show up at offices and they twiddle their thumbs for a year. And what happens is that hidden danger is the doctor after a year decides what's going to happen to my compensation. Is it going to go down if it's productivity based? Am I still even going to be around? The employer may say, sorry, we made a bad decision, and you get thrown on the street. So, my best advice is before you sign that agreement, make sure that that group or that employer needs you, whether it be a hospital, whether it be a medical group. For example, if you're being recruited by a hospital, most hospitals have to do a community need study. Mm-hmm. Get a copy of that and look at it. If you're being joined by a group, ask the other doctors before you if there are other younger ones, how's their practice been building? What's the group done to help build your practice? And then if you're satisfied with that, then you get into the contract issues, that you need to know about before you sign that agreement.
You've talked about negotiating an employment contract. I'd imagine that if this is a job a doctor really wants, he would feel like he has no leverage and can't negotiate. What should he do?
Well, obviously I've been on both sides of the fence. And when I work with an employer who's recruiting a new physician, I always tell them, this is the protocol, that they're going to get counsel, someone like me and or an attorney. They're going to come up with issues. They're going to present those issues to you. So don't get upset about it. And a lot of employers get upset when younger physicians come back with, I want this change, I want this change, I want this change. It's part of the process. When I'm on the other side working with the physician joining a group, I say, make your issues out. We'll make a list. Go to the employer and in a very polite way just say, these are issues I want you to look at in the contract and address for me. You don't go in and say, I want these changes, because that's just not a good way to start the relationship.
Mm-hmm. So once something's been written into a contract and it's been signed, is there anything that can be done?
Is there anything that can change it? Generally, not in the first year. I've got a situation right now where a physician is recruited, gets a salary. It's obvious that he's struggling building a practice. In the second year, he rolls into a pure productivity formula. And he will take about a $200,000 pay cut based on where his practice is now. So you start discussions about the second year, but once that signature is in, rarely does it get changed in that first year.
Mm-hmm. So it's really important to get that contract right.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Are there any words of caution or advice that you'd give to physicians?
I get back to the due diligence part. Remember, a contract is just on paper. The start of the relationship is someone, either be a recruiter or the employer, telling you, we need you here. We're busy. We're whatever. We want to develop this program. You've really got to be sure that that's a right fit. And you get so excited about a job opportunity, you sometimes lose sight of, I really have to do a lot of due diligence especially when you're going into a big urban area, believe it or not, because there's a loads of competition out there. Mm-hmm. And again, whether or not someone needs you, the relationship can become kind of skewed. I'll give you a perfect example. I worked with a solo general surgeon who recruited a new general surgeon. And so the decision point is with an income guarantee from the hospital. And the decision point was, well, do I get the new person busy and take away from me, or do I just let them build their own practice? Well, this doctor went out and gave this other physician a whole lot of business. Well, what happened was, is his practice went down. You know, they went with the income guarantee, and because of all the business he was giving her, they started had to pay money back to the hospital under the income advances, whereas it should have stayed with him and in the practice. And it really caused a problem financially, and it caused not a problem between the two doctors, but, you know, it caused a switch in, wait a minute, I need to keep all this business now. I know you were busy, but it's now time to go build your own practice. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also one of the hidden issues that new doctors need to understand, is that every employer expects you to build your practice. You're not trained to build your practice. You get no training for that. But they expect that. Whereas most new physicians think that they're going to come out and piggyback on the efforts of the existing physicians. And right there, that's a conflict. And so it's important to realize, and I would even ask the employer during the interview process, what are your expectations of me to build a practice? You know, why am I coming here? And, you know, it just, again, the due diligence, I can't tell you how important that is.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, that's terrific advice, and I appreciate your taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
Talking with Reed Tinsley, healthcare business consultant from Houston. I'm Leslie Kane from Medscape. Thank you for joining us.